If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I'm your host, Patty Parlays, and with me as always is Diz. Diz, how's your weekend, buddy?
My weekend was great. Very profitable, cashed in on the open. Shout out to you for getting Morikawa to win. How was your weekend, Patty? You know, you always do the intros and you never say how you're doing. You only ask how we're doing. So how are you doing, Patty?
You know, I appreciate you for asking. It was, like you said, it was a good weekend. It was a nice, relaxing weekend. Spent a lot of time with family. But yes, I did cash in on Morikawa. So it was also a profitable weekend for your boy.
Go.
So before we get started, I wanted to let everyone know that we are now on Instagram. If you search for Sports Betting by Dummies on Instagram or our username at SportsBetByDumb, and yes, that is the exact same username as on Twitter, you'll be able to see some more content on there. And shout out to Disher for suggesting us to get an Instagram. So we're growing our social media presence a little bit.
Do you need a model for our merch?
Yeah, Diz, I've been trying to get you to model for our merch for like months now.
Yeah, I'm trying. I gotta cut a few more LBs. Dude, this is going on the Sports Betting by Dumb Instagram page. I gotta make sure I'm looking good.
That is true. And that's how we get more followers, is you modeling our merch.
Exactly. You're goddamn right. So I gotta make sure I look good.
Oh, you look good. You look like a snack. I saw you this weekend. Trust me.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate that.
Yep. So the topic of the day, Diz, is going to be how to bet on baseball. Now, we are coming up on the dry spell of the summer for betting-wise, right? Basketball's about to be over. Hockey's over. The golf majors are over. And football doesn't start for another, 6 or 7 weeks. So we're kind of in a dry spell. So I want to set our listeners up with some tips, advice, tricks on how to bet baseball, because that's the only thing we're going to be able to bet on for the next 6.
I'm going to need this advice as well, because your boy bet with his heart, and that's how you don't win betting at baseball. Because the Reds got swept, and I took Moneyline all 3 games. So I am down bad, but please enlighten us, Patty.
And that's just another way to prove my point. For me, it's important to not bet with your heart. We talk about it all the time. If you bet on your favorite teams, you bet with your heart, you end up getting hurt in the long run. And the key for me with betting is to have stats or something like physical something stats to back up your bet, so you feel confident in your bet no matter what the final result is. You guys hear it all the time when I do my best bets. I give you some stats that give me physical hard proof that suggest that a bet is the right bet. And so with baseball, there is one site that I go to for all my baseball betting needs. And it is Fangraphs.com. On Fangraphs.com, I look at 2 things. I look at the probable pitchers for the day, and I look at the batting stats versus right-handed pitchers and the batting stats versus left-handed pitchers. So let's start with the probable pitchers. So if you go, I think it's under the scores tab at the top, and then you click on probable pitchers, it will list out every single game's probable pitchers for the game. Now, what I then do is I do a custom date. I set a custom date, and I go from June 21st to whatever the current date is for the probable pitchers for today. Now, Diz, why do I choose June 21st as the date? He hit the dead zone, but the reason I choose...
Spider-Tac got banned.
Exactly. You nailed it. Yeah. June 21st is when they first started to remove the spider tack. Now, one of the things with gambling is you have to adjust to things that change the game on a big level. And that was spider tack. So I look at how the pitchers are doing with their ERA since the end of spider tack. And so I look at the pitchers, I figure out which side has an advantage from a pitching perspective. And then if the pitcher is a left-handed pitcher, then I see how the other team does against left-handed pitching on the batting side of things. And then if they're going up against a righty, then obviously I check for how they do against hitting righties. And so in a perfect world, you see, okay, a team has the pitching advantage from an ERA perspective, and that team also has a hitting advantage from a hitting perspective. And so then it's a guarantee you take the first five for that team. Now, again, I only choose first fives because then all you have to look at is starting pitching, the Reds. I strongly recommend just looking at first five bets in baseball. But if you're feeling crazy, you can do full game. But I only look at first five for the most part. Now, sometimes you'll get a situation where both pitchers are really good or both pitchers are really bad and the hitting is even. That's when I go for the over-under bets. There's no real, I usually look if both pitchers have an under 4 ERA, I'll lean towards the under. If both pitchers have over a 4 ERA, I'll lean towards the over. But unders and overs are kind of much more difficult to bet on. And then finally, sometimes you get a situation where one team's better pitching and the other team's better at hitting. I will tend to lean towards the pitching in that aspect. But that's how I usually come up with the bets for baseball, and that's how you typically will hear me with my best bets, and I give you pitching and batting stats for both sides.
Look at bullpens. I know you're huge on the first five, rightfully so. But I'm assuming this site gives you stats on the bullpen?
Yes, you can look at relievers if you want to. The problem with that is you never know which reliever is coming in.
Correct, but collectively as a bullpen, you can see those stats, right?
That I'm not sure. I'd have to get back to you on that because, like I said, I never look at the bullpen stats.
Like the Reds bullpen combined is second last in the MLB. But of course we have guys like Amir Garrett, who is the worst pitcher of all time at this point. But then we also have solid guys in our bullpen, but it's like it gets weighted to like a normal, like a weighted average almost. Like I'd be curious to see that because first five bets just aren't super attractive to me just because I love watching the end of baseball games. Especially if I have money on the line, like the ninth inning's way more enjoyable than like the fifth inning, in my opinion. Now, maybe I've never taken a first five, so maybe that's your entire point, is that it makes the middle of the game more interesting. But yeah, that's good shit. What'd you say the website was called again?
Fangraphs.com.
Fangraphs.com.
All you just said, Diz, kind of makes my point, right? With the bullpen, you don't know what you're going to get. It's very unpredictable. Most starting pitchers will go five innings. Now, there are the select few. So I'm trying to simplify the baseball betting, if you will. And, for baseball games are too long as it is. So most people only want to watch five innings. It is one thing if you tune in to the last few innings of a game, that makes those last few innings electric. But I will tell you, if you have the first five, it makes the fifth inning like the ninth inning. And you get it about an hour or two earlier than if you were to wait for the full game. Any other questions or comments, Diz, before we move on?
Did you hear me say spider tack? Because I think I ripped your answer, but I was in the dead spot.
Yes, we got spider tack. June 21st is when they started checking the spider tack. So I have to look at the pitcher's ERA from without spider tack.
Gotcha.
We were going to do an open championship update, but we already kind of touched on it. Morikawa won and I got some money off of him, so that's awesome. NBA playoff update. So game 6 is tomorrow. Bucks have won 3 straight, including game 5 on the road to take a 3-2 series lead. Kind of like we did last time, I'll give you some noteworthy stats from game 5. So Giannis had 32. Chris Middleton had 29 and Drew Holiday had 27, And then my boy Pat Connaughton actually had 14 points off the bench with 4 of 6 shooting from three-pointer. And then for the Suns, Devin Booker had 40 points, CP3 had 21, and DeAndre Ayton had 20. And then everyone else on the Suns had a combined 38 points in that game. So, you know, I don't want to ruin any best bets or anything. I do know what Diz's best bets are, and I think it has something to do with Game 6. So we're going to leave it at that. But I'm hoping to get it to a Game 7, Diz.
I will say it was not on the best bet. It was kind of an impulse decision. I'd had a couple adult beverages Saturday before the game had started. I was with some buddies. And I remember your point about how the home team is like undefeated and winning and covering. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it was, but I was like, I feel like it's about to change. So I took Bucks +4. And I watched the first quarter, and then we started playing Mario Golf. Checked back in the fourth quarter. Bucks dominated. Hit that big time. It's like the first like outcome bet I've had other than an over-under in the NBA Finals. So I'm pretty juiced up. It wasn't a best bet technically, but I thought you'd be juiced. I'm 1-0 in my NBA Finals outcome bets.
Hey, there you go. All it takes is one to get you hooked.
That's right. I'm probably going to lose it all tonight, Tuesday night. Sorry.
Hey, that's gambling though, right?
Yep.
All right. So we'll do a quick review of Celeb Bet Friday. Everyone lost. Disher's bet, even though I was wrong on what his best bet was, I said it was for Martin Truex to win. He actually had Martin Truex to place in the top three, but either way, he didn't finish top three. So neither one of those technically worked.
You're telling me Martin Truex Jr. didn't finish top three at the Foxwoods Resort and Casino 301?
That is correct. Yes, unfortunately.
That's nuts. I just wanted to say the race name again. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, it's a great name. There's no denying it was a great race name.
For sure.
Miles is under. Parlay also lost. And then the Podfather's pick of Marcel Seam also lost. So rough day for the celeb bets.
That guy is electric, though.
Yeah, awesome. And every time he made a putt, he got a standing ovation.
Love that. I wish that happened to me, but I never make putts, so it wouldn't matter.
Also fair. All right, so let's review our best bets from Friday. I went 2-2, and Diz, you had kind of brought this up, I believe, on last episode. So to save time and effort going forward, we'll be keeping track of our all-time best bet stats from today's episode until the podcast dies, essentially.
So we're not going back and figuring out what we've been.
That's way too much effort because I don't have your best bets written down, and you half the time don't know your best bets from the last episode. So
that's a great point.
The plan is I'm going to start keeping track from now until like going forward, and hopefully tweet out our best bets and put it on Instagram, our best bets for each episode. And so that way it'll be easier for us to go back and check and keep track of, but also I'll keep like a running total on my sheets. I know I'll be posting like best bets probably every day and the Hail Mary parlay of the day, every single day. I don't know, Diz, if you are going to be doing as much best bets as I will. And I don't know if we want to count every single day or if just the podcast episodes. But regardless of what we decide to do on how many to keep track of, it'll just obviously be the best percentage. So whoever has the best percentage, it will probably do like a yearly or maybe monthly competition and figure out what, you know, some sort of a wager or something.
So I was thinking, can we gamble on the gambling here? Maybe like loser has to buy the other one lunch or dinner at their choice or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. Obviously, we're not talking like Fogo de Chow.
Oh, that's exactly what I was talking about.
I know where your mind went immediately once you brought dinner into the equation. So good try.
What do we do like monthly, and then we'll just have a? Oh, maybe we do something where. Well, I don't know. Do we base it off of like win percentage?
Yes, that's literally what I just said.
I know, but like you're gonna have way more best bets than me. Like, should you get rewarded for betting more than me, or should you? Is it like strategy? Like,
well, you would benefit if you bet less. If you hit on yours,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, and that's why I said, you know, if we can decide on that, if we want to just do it on podcast days and use that as our competition, that's fine. Or if you literally want me every single best bet that I put out there to count, like, that's fine too. I don't really care.
Okay. Also, this is a pander for myself because one of my best bets tonight is really unlikely. So, like, if you have a high-value pick, can it, like, be, like, a bonus point or something?
So, I suppose another thing we can look at is, like, units that we won on the best bets. So, that's okay. One way that some people look at it. But then again, I would benefit on that from betting all the time. Maybe not necessarily, but obviously the more you bet, the better, you know, whatever.
Is this thing on?
Yeah. Hey, Dirty Mike.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Bob? You at Holiday World today?
What?
I heard you're at Holiday World today.
Yeah, I'm in line for the Raven.
Got any best bets for us, Bob?
Well, I'm still rolling with the Bucks. If they win tomorrow night, I get $45. So, let's go Bucks.
There you go.
Go Bucks.
All right, well, I'm in line by myself because going to Holiday World with a pregnant wife and a 3-year-old is much different than what I'm used to. But, all right, you guys have a good time.
Thanks, Mike.
Peace out.
Thanks for jumping on, buddy.
You got it.
I thought Craig left when he threw the pod. I totally thought we got boned again, but hey, we're still live.
We're still kicking. So, We can maybe, you know,
we'll figure that out.
Yeah, we can figure that out off the pod, but we will be doing a competition and we will be keeping track of best bets. So that way, you know, we have a running total and it's not just, oh, you know, the last episode, that's how I did. We can give you an all-time record too and kind of keep track of it that way.
Hey, what if we do also like best celeb bet record gets free merch or something?
I don't hate that.
Just a thought. Get some more people involved, you know?
Wow, you are just full of ideas today, my man.
I've been in my office all day, just cranking out, just sitting behind a computer, cogging the machine, and as soon as I hit this gambling pod, just the ideas started flowing, I guess.
Love it, absolutely love it. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us what your best bets were, or how your best bets did on Friday, even though they don't count towards our new competition.
I'm very glad, because I took Red's money line. I was very confident the Reds were going to get 2 of 3, and they got swept.
Yep.
I took Reds money line on Friday. They blew a lead, of course. They gave up 5 runs in the 8th inning. What's really sad, Patty, is you just ranted about how don't bet full games, bet first 5. And the Reds won 2 of the 3 in the first 5, but they lost all 3 outright. 2 blown saves. Really, really hurts because our team is dealing. Other than the game last night, which was just horrible, it happens.
Yeah.
But lost that one. It is what it is. We're going to bounce back against the Mets. I'm not giving up yet, but we got some ground to cover on the Brewers. And then my Martingale for Atlanta Braves and Tampa Bay Rays to be no run first inning. That hit, I believe. Correct, Patty?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, you had it as well. So
yep.
Hit another Martingale. We're up 83. So I'm going to do as many Martingales as possible. And those hit for me big time on best bets. So, Patty, you might want to get in that action. They have paid out for me dramatically. If we do units or something like that, Martingale might be the best way to win those. But anyways, 1-1. Haven't had a losing record in like 2 weeks, which is dope because I was down in the dumps. Remember, bet on stuff you're going to watch. That's the way to enjoy it, and that's the way to stay profitable.
So there's 2 things I want to mention. One, you're absolutely right. Gambling usually is like a roller coaster. You'll have your high highs and you'll have your low lows, but if you have the stats in the backup and you know what you're betting on, then you will revert back to the mean and start winning again.
Absolutely.
But your Martingale point makes a good point. We are going to have to somehow factor in units because, you know, you might bet once on a $5 Martingale, but I'll bet six times on single units. And but you might be more profitable just because, you know, your Martingales always have plus odds or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll definitely have to factor in units and odds and stuff like that. So we'll workshop that for Wednesday.
Yep.
All right, Diz, let's get into our best bets tonight. I got three for you on the diamond. The first one, I've got Orioles first five money line versus the Rays. Now, this one, hands down, my favorite bet of the night, and I'll tell you why. So the Orioles are pitching a righty named Watkins. He has a 1.74 ERA without the tack. Rays are pitching a lefty named Yarbrough. He has a 5.00 ERA without the tack. The Orioles are the second best hitting team against left-handed pitching. The Rays are the 17th best team against hitting righties. But the line was so severely favored towards the Rays that they gave the option of first five plus 1.5.
Wow.
But it was juiced too high to minus 150, so I went money line. And I believe I got the money line of this game at plus 180.
That's good shit right there, bud.
Sometimes I think gamblers and people with all the money that are betting like $5,000 to win, you know, $200, they blindly put their money on a heavy favorite, in this case, the Rays. So, yeah, I just think here that the Orioles first five is a lock and at tremendous value. So give me the Orioles first five money line versus the Rays. The next one. Yeah. And that's another, that's one where I was talking about with the, when we're talking about how to bet baseball, the Orioles have the pitching favorite, they have the hitting favorite, but somehow they're the underdog. That doesn't check out to me. I think Vegas has this line wrong. So I'm going Orioles. The next one is I'm with you here. Reds first five minus a half a run versus the Mets. Now, I don't think Castellanos is playing, and that's a big factor in how the Reds perform. Do you know if Castellanos is playing, Diz?
I do not.
I don't. He did. He got beaned in the first game of the Brewers series.
Of course he did.
Yeah, and so he may have only had one at-bat in the Brewers series. Yeah, Castellanos is not playing tonight.
He played in the second and third games.
No, he didn't.
He's not been out. There's no way he's been out for two full games, and I didn't notice.
Look, here. I'll look right now. So Sunday, right? The Reds played. And if I go to box score and I go to the Reds, Castellanos not listed. If I go to Saturday and I go to Reds Brewers, box score, Reds, Castellanos did not play.
Oof.
If I go to Friday, I believe he only got one at bat in that game because he left with an injury. Let's see. Castellanos, one at bat.
Damn.
So he was essentially out that entire Brewers series. And he's out this first game against the Mets. But I'm still going Reds first five minus a half, and I'll tell you why. Vlad Gutierrez. Yep, my boy Vlad Gutierrez is on the mound for the Reds. He has a 4.84 ERA without the tack. Jared Eichhoff for the Mets has a 4.97 ERA without the tack, so a slight advantage to the Reds. The Reds are the sixth best hitting team against righties, whereas the Mets are 22nd. And the Reds are significantly better at home. And Lindor, who's like the best hitter for the Mets, is not playing. So both teams are without their best hitters, but I think the Reds have the advantage here. So Reds first five minus a half versus the Mets.
Oh.
Now, this one, I don't like it, but I had to do this because of the juice. I'm going Astros full game minus 1.5 versus the Indians. Now, this is the only time I'll ever go full game is if I have there's too much juice for one side of the thing, and I'm trying to get under my 130 mark that I go for. So, Zach Greinke is pitching for the Astros. He has an ERA of 3.00 without the tack. Mejia pitching for the Indians. He has a 9.24 ERA without the tack. Astros are the second best hitting team against righties. Indians are 20th. I think Astros -1.5 is a lock here.
Could you imagine if sports graphs had the pronunciation of the pitchers' names? We'd probably be the number one sports podcast.
If only. Maybe I need to start going to like Wikipedia or something and trying to figure out what those pronunciations are before the game.
Or just fake it. No one's going to know.
I do, but even faking it, I'm like, I don't want to mess this up, so I'll give a few alternate pronunciations and maybe I'll get one of them right.
You're a straight shooter, Patty.
Yep. All right, Diz, what are your best bets of the night?
All right, so I got a no-run second inning. Of course, Reds, Mets. Both of these teams can hit. I guess the Reds can hit more than the Mets, and the bottom half of their lineup is actually raking pretty well as of late. But the NRSI was plus 100. Anytime I get plus odds on a no-run second inning, I'm going to take it. And I'm going to be watching this game when the second inning happens. So we're going no-run second inning there. And then I did a same-game parlay for the NBA Finals. Like you said, Pat, I won one, and I was like, okay, I'm addicted now. Let's do a same-game parlay. My thought here is I want it to go to 7. So I want the Suns to win, so I'm going to bet on that outcome. I will preface, it's dangerous to bet with your heart. I think I want the Bucks to win in 7. Oh, I don't know. I want CP3 to get one. I don't know who I want to win. All I know is I want it to go to 7. So I'm taking the Suns +5. And an elimination game, I think 5 points is a lot. Even on the road, I think it's going to be closer than that. So I'm going Suns +5. To piggyback off of that and kind of double down, I'm taking Suns winning margin between 1 to 10. So the Suns have to win and win between 1 to 10 points. That is rarity. That's where all the value comes from. And then also, I have Drew Holiday under 19.5. And Patty, do you know why I have Drew Holiday under 19.5?
No, sir. Enlighten us.
Every game that the Bucks have lost, Drew Holiday has had under 20 points.
I love that stat.
So my thought is, if I hit those first two,
then you're going to hit the third.
All of these are strongly correlated. So it's basically I hit them all or I miss all of them.
Right, right.
I probably just bit my tongue. I'm sure the Suns win by 8 and Holiday has like 30. But like statistically, analytically, if the Suns win, Drew Holiday doesn't score 20 points. So I'm taking Suns +5. I think that's a great spread for an elimination game. Suns to win by 1 to 10 points. And Drew Holiday under 19.5. We're really, really pushing for a game 7.
I love it. I love all of those. And so this, you might enjoy this one, Diz. This is just a random tidbit that I saw on gambling Twitter today. But someone who didn't know baseball was like putting together just like a 5-6 leg parlay on random things that happen in baseball. And one of the legs of the parlay was Eugenio Suarez to get 1+ hit. Now, Diz, I know you know how bad Suarez has been this season.
His average is heinous.
His average, because I just looked it up, his average batting average right now is 173.
Yep, not good.
Do you want to guess what the value was for him to get 1+ hit?
I don't know if it's horrible value or if it's going to be amazing value. 1+ hit, I'm going to say +230.
Try -200.
What?
Who in their right mind would make that bet? That is terrible value on someone that's batting sub-200.
He gets a hit in probably once every 4 games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've never seen a worse odds like number for a bet like that. So I just had to bring that up.
That is heinous.
Yeah. But anyways, it is time for the Hail Mary parlay of the day. Now, Diz, I got another 4-digit winner for you.
Okay.
$1 to win $1,076.20.
Oh, yeah.
So the first game of this is going on, so you probably can't jump on it, but I did tweet it out earlier, just so you know. Game one of the White Sox-Twins doubleheader. So it's a seven-inning game. I'm going White Sox full game in the seven innings at -1.5 versus the Twins. Blue Jays first five money line versus the Red Sox. Texas and Detroit first five under 4.5 total runs. Orioles first five money line versus the Rays. Reds first five -0.5 versus the Mets. Astros full game -1.5 versus the Indians. Cardinals first five money line versus the Cubs. Pittsburgh versus Arizona full game under 9.5 runs. Athletics first five money line, and San Francisco and Los Angeles Dodgers first five under 3.5 runs. And I just saw that the White Sox went up 1-0, so I'm well on my way.
Let's go.
All right, Diz, anything you need to get off your chest before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. I think that was a pretty good pod. I think we kind of nailed everything. Never mind. I always talk myself
into this. That was quick.
I always talk myself into saying something here, but I think one of the best bets I've ever made was Rory McIlroy to birdie the first hole. I don't remember if we talked about it on Friday's show or not. Did we talk about it on Friday's show?
I don't think so. I don't think we had quite got to that conversation, but I could be wrong because I've slept since then.
I took Rory to birdie the first hole at +750.
Insane odds.
And that's dumb odds. And I don't know why nobody birdied the first hole. It wasn't that hard. It wasn't anything special to me. But yeah, he birdied it. I was juiced. A little toot my own horn there. But I love that. I hit that. I hit Louis top five. It's a very profitable weekend at the Open. Although I would have been absolutely rolling if he would have won because I got him at 28-1. But nonetheless, I'm happy for Morikawa, and I'm juiced that him and Spieth are representing Team USA, finishing first and second in the Open.
Heck yeah. And
we got Olympics coming up, bro. I've never bet on the Olympics before. That's going to be sweet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I'm going to lose so much money.
Better start building the bankroll now.
I'm gonna bet on rugby sevens. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be nuts. So it's really unfortunate because I one of my best bets was Rory to win the Open, and after he birdied number one at those odds, I was like, "This is it. This is his chance." And then he blew it. But truly, the reason no one was birdieing one is literally, I watched probably 7-8 hours in the first two rounds of the golf. Mm-hmm. No one was hitting the fairway.
Did Rory birdie from the fairway or did he birdie from the rough?
He birdied from the fairway.
Oh, shit.
And so I literally think when you were in that rough, it was hard to get it close enough to hit a birdie putt. But Rory hit it right down the middle and then stuck one like decently close and made a putt. So.
Hell yeah.
But thank you all for listening. Remember to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. We will be posting our best bets and Hail Mary parlays, even on days we don't have episodes. So you can still get your fill on the Sports Betting by Dummies podcast. Thank you guys. We love you all. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you all on Wednesday.